Vedi non lo sai, no, ce n'è una mia. Ok. Remember Abisai, we're holding the Abdalanum at base. And we have a little taste of this. And then we can start on him here. So let's just do a quick recap of the Gemara. The Gemara asked, according to Rashi, that Mabit Odom, the wife is the Mishaya mentioned two forms of Odom. It's mentioned Mabe, which is Odom, and then it mentioned all the delineates, all the types of Odom. So what is the double expression? The answer is that is Tonahot Trigavni Odom. That's where we the commands. There's two forms of an Odom, with an Odom, the Azik Odom, and Odom, the Azik Shur. Therefore, he delineated both. So asked, so why don't you do the same by Shur? Shur is Odom, and Shur is Fable and Mazik Beima. The Gemara says, since there's no Nafkamin in the payments, so we don't come. Delineates two types. Has to be a real chiluk. So either a chiluk in the payments, or like we saw Shenaregel that, well, that's going to be today's discussion. So, today's going to catch, if you're going to be happy to delineate different things, so why aren't you delineating Shen and Regel as well? Shen, Shoy, Shen, Karen, Shen, and Regel, you should list them. They're different mazikim. Why don't you bring them down? If you're saying Trey Gavni Odom, why didn't you say Sholish Gavni Shoy? Why did you bring down three types of Shoy? It's a cash on Rav. According to Rav, that Mavi meant Odom. And yet, the Rishai delineates all types of Odom. So why don't you do the same as Shoy? Now, the Gemara did ask, why don't you do the Shoy that's Mavi Shoy and Shoy Mavi Odom? The answer is very simple. It's the same act and it's the same Tishlomim. But Trig thesis, we're now in the third last thesis. Trig Gavni Odom, Bintoma Trig thesis. Kivin Detoni, Trig Gavni Odom. Since you are happy to delineate two forms, two aspects of Odom, list Ninami Gimel, Ovis Vishoy. You should also list three types of Shoy, three Ovis of Shoy, the Keren, the Shen, and the Regen. You should list them all. Then we went into listing all types of Odom. So maybe you don't have such a question on show. But in Rav, it's very blatant, this question. You're telling me Trig Gavni Odom, so you should also say three types of show. And it did, it said a show and boy and mother heavy, but what was show? Show was all three. Karen, Shen, and Regel, according to Rav. So that's the question. If it's all three, so why did they not say? Why does he not speak out clearly?
Even on the Mishnah.
In the Mishnah, I don't have a question because the
Why?
Mishnah didn't delineate things. So Mishnah was very happy to put them all coupled together. Mave, all Mave. In the Braisa, it does list all the Maves. And it lists Mave as well. So why? Because Trig Gavni Odom. It's a Trig Gavni Shu. He prefers, the Tana of the Mishnah prefers to couple them all together, Kemoi Tana de Masisin. In the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah, all he did was write Shoy, and that included Keren, Shen, Regel. So Mishnah also wanted to do the same. He wanted just to write Shoy, and that meant all three together. As I said.
The styles that we want to blend everything. That's actually consistent.
Very good question. Question is, that Reb Yeshaya didn't follow the Mishnah, because the Mishnah just wrote Mabe for Odom and Yeshaya wrote the Mabe, and also Shemekhinan, Shemesoba, and also Nezek Tzah, Rikri. So he wasn't following the Mishnah. So how can you now tell me, you know what? Sure, he wants to follow the Mishnah. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between Shoy and Odom? Kasha of the Maran. The Maran answers there's a big difference. In Mabe, he didn't go away from the Mishnah, didn't diverge from how the Mishnah expressed Mabe. The Mishnah said Mabe, which is Odom, and he then added to that. He added to say also Shemekinah, Shemesav, and Yisav, Seicha. One talking about Odom Dazik, sure, that's the Mishnah, and then to tell me other ones which are Odom Dazik, Odom. But if you would now want to delineate all the different aspects of Shor, you would have to say Shen, Regel, and Keren. And that was not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. The Mishnah wrote Shor as a code word for Shen, Regel, and Keren. If you'd want to start opening up, you'd be breaking away from the expression that the Mishnah used. That the Tana doesn't want to do. Shai doesn't want to go away from what we know already. We know Abed Masisim. Don't want to change what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Shor, okay, Shor means all three. What do you want me to say? To add? No, then I'll be changing what the Mishnah actually uses. The Mishnah used the word Shor to express all three. I don't want to change what the Mishnah said. So the Mishnah used the word Mave to express Odom. Okay, so I'm saying Mave. I'm saying that's Odom Dazik Shor. And then all the rest, which are Odom Dazik Odom. I'm delineating more. I'm expressing more. Let's say that. I can go with what the Mishnah said and then add to it. And send them love it. How I answered the question. Okay. That was a good question you asked beforehand. You sure you want to follow up?
Yeah, I'll bring
that. There is.
No, he's
Tonya Ashai. He's quoting a brace.
Why is it called Rabbi?
He's quoting a brace.
Is he? It's a
no, it's a mark. He's quoting a brace.
He's going to the brace is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So the what of the brace is wanted not to break the pattern within the mission.
When he quote, so Shai listed and he said the Alba the Masisa. So it's the loss of the brace would be hard to the Alba the Masisa is not the loss of the brace. So it could be maybe right, maybe it wasn't a brace. It's Shem Shai Lenin. It could probably right. Shai Lenin, listen. I don't know, the Russian Tony of Shai is a bit confusing. Sometimes means quoting a brace, some law. Here the Russian Obal de Masisin is definitely not the Russian of a brace. Brace never says four or the mission. So the summit of Shai speaking.
I was wondering about that too, about the obviously incorporating the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Probably not rabbits, but just.
Not long. Okay, fine. Okay, that's good. So that's the end of that. That's again. So we had Rabbi Shai. Shai brought 13 obvious came. More another additional night. Why didn't he go to the Mishnah to sit four? Because he wants to express also Odom Dazik Odom. That's good to wrap. Want to express also Odom Dazik Odom. As opposed to the Mishnah, which is Odom Dazik Shor. Pictasis. Why did he not also express Shen and Reg? Why didn't he speak them all out? He doesn't want to diverge from what we use in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was Shor. Shor was the expression for all those three. If you now want to speak them out, then you will not be using the word Shor at all. You'll be using the word just Keren, Shen, and Reg. Then he doesn't want to. Tony Reb Chia. Now we have a new one. Reb Chia, though. Etzim Albo, obviously, is 24. There's 24 obvious nizikim. So we've now gone up from 4 to 13 to 24, an additional 11. What are they? So here goes. You have to start counting them. So Shumi Kefel, who pays Kefel? I got it, that. Was caught. The Ganav that was caught has to pay Kefel. Tashumik Arbo Bahamisha, a Ganav, a Shechted, either sheep, you pay five, or an ox, you pay five, or you shepherd or you sold it. Ganav, the Gazlan, somebody steals. The Ganav, you love the secret. The Gazlan does it publicly. They also have to pay. What do they pay?
Care.
So that's his counting as two separate ones. Although it's the same chiyuv, it's kind of two separate ones. There's two different chiyuv, two different reasons for the chiyuv, two different sibis. One's a ganav,
and one's in Gaza. Edim Zimri. Edim Zimri needs to pay if they're caught out. If Edim testify and it turns out that they were lying, now how does it turn out they were lying? Not that just some turn out they were lying, but rather
other witnesses come
with it. So then the thing is they need to pay what they wanted to cause. They have to pay what they wanted to cause to other people. That's also an av. Then you have the unus, mafate. The unus is by force, mafate is by convincing. Whether the law is you have to pay a knas of 50 shekel. Moitzi shemra, some of you maligned, I think might be the English word for it, but he says that his newly married wife, had done znus during the engagement process. And it turns out he was lying. He has to pay 100 shekel, a knas of 100 shekel. Metame, somebody who is metame truma, Rashi says, what's metamea? Mixing truma with chulin, what's the big problem with that?
Ruins everything. Well, not everything. We have to go
something. Lowers the price of kohen. Lowers the price. Because now only kohen are going to meet it. That they taught us in economics years and years ago. If it's not a big demand, the price drops. But since it's only kohen that you can eat it, so there's less of a demand for it and the price drops. Manasseh, okay, we have seen Rashi, what that is exactly. Rashi here learns Manasseh means that he actually did Nisuch in front of Avidazor. That's how Rashi understands Manasseh. So Machlik is in the Gemara and Gittin. Do you manage to look it up?
Yeah.
So it's Machlik is in the Gemara between. There's Machlik is in between.
Whether it's actually
doing Manasseh,
or whether it's
simply combining the is it Manasseh Mamish or is it Ma'ariv? Yeah, but yeah, he's very well done. We spotted that. There was Machlik between Tanoi and Amora, why it was. Okay, Vahani Tlisa and then another 13, which we mentioned already, makes it up to 24. Or it seems that a book. So Rabbi Chine added an extra 11. So the obvious question is, why didn't Rabbi Shaya do that? Why didn't Rabbi Shaya add those extra 11? Rabbi Shaya might have a late on Yanni. Why did Rabbi Shaya not mention these 11? Answers the Gemara, the memory no komari, but can also the komari. The Tana, when he listed this, he was saying things that were momen, not knas. All of what he mentioned, Shemachinam, the liabilities of Shemachinam, the liabilities of Nezitari, Bishavit, Bishavit, they're all momen. There's no knas involved. Masha'inki, the ones that Chia mentioned are knas. What exactly is the difference between momen and knas? I'm asking you as in a technical difference. What's the difference? Not what's halachic nafkaminis. I want to know when do we define something as a knas and when do we define something as a mom? For instance, I could say boishes. If that's also a knas. So what's telling you that boishes is mommy and oinus is a knas?
If you pay a set amount, it's a knas.
If you pay a set amount, it's a knas. It says that if you pay a set amount, it's a knas. That sounds very, very good. What do you do about Edom Zimri?
He pays up more of it than what he would have done. Then I think
more than energy
cost.
Yeah, so you're saying really two things, which are both true. But onus and a knas is generally not related to the damage you did. And I think that's the precise terminology. For instance, onus is 50 set, like you're saying, but what does that show? That shows it's not related to actual damage, because it could have been really not kosher lady, could have been some poor little lady somehow, and she gets the same amount as if somebody who's been honest, somebody who's really kosher, right? So you see, it's not related to the damage you did. And even also, the damage he did was nothing. do it. I wanted to cause you some damage. I didn't actually cause you any damage. Right? And yet, you have to pay. So that's not related to the damage you did. Generally, the simon is like we've been saying, if it's a fixed amount, it's a raya, that's not related to the damage.
Right.
So very good. So Mamela, boishas, which you're paying, bidyuk, tailor-made, according to who, what, when. So then that is called mine. That's not called plus. That's mine. If you somebody's mevayish, a very choshev lady, have to pay differently if somebody's mevayish, a very poor lady. So you see, it's tailor-made and therefore it's mine. Sure, you wanted to ask something?
No. I was going to add to what Seba has already been said, so.
So that's why Rabbi Shaya didn't mention all these because he doesn't want to get involved in Knas. Then the Gemara's got a question about Gan of Gazan. I want to come to that in a minute, but first I want to see some Rashis. There's a lot of Rashis that we did. Tashlume Kefer, first white line. So Rashi now going to list a whole bunch of psukim. Why? Because Rashi wants it to be obvious. If it wants to be obvious, it has to be psukim. Tashlume Kefer. It says in the puzzle, first mishpatim, if you motzi, it's motzi biyodai ageneva. Shemechino, they said it was stolen. And then after they found out, he's got it. So he has to, Ganav stole. If he found out afterwards, yeah, then you have to pay kefir. The shlume avava chamisho, betzibeach moichem. Vigona, veganev. What does it mean by ganev? It says Rashi, shemeshanim. What's ayin pay? Is it erev Pesach? No. What's ayin pay? Al pi atzmoi. Very good. Al pi atzmoi. Ve'einu mishanim kefir. Eno keren lubad. How do you have a case of a ganev paying keren if he admits it? So he doesn't pay kefir, but he still has to pay keren. So we go in shahoido me atzmoi. He was moida on his own initiative. The moida beknas potzel. The halacha is somebody who's moida beknas doesn't need to pay. Kedamina, like the pasuk says in Mishpatim, Hashem Yashiur Elohim Yeshanim Shnayim. That which the beis din make him guilty, then he has to pay shnayim. Mashma dafka is the beis din do it. If he does on his own, he do not pay the shnayim. V'hayinu knas. This din Hashem Yashiur Elohim is only referring to knas. We learn from this pasuk, it's come to exclude somebody who is Marshia himself. What's the English word for in the? No, that's admitting a Marshia. Indict. So is that the word? Something like that. Gazlin. Gazin nam yavu. It's also an av. Deceive. Where does it say in the Torah somebody mustn't steal? It says it's like zayla asher gozal. There's a din. You have to return the thing that you stole. It's like zayla asher gozal. They sing so. It says they sing. Huh? No, there is it. They sing no. It says.
What is that? So is
there
an actual
bond? Does it say there's six in the Torah? Well, I remember. Yeah, so why is it not? You see, the Torah speaks about gas and the issue is that she goes on. That's the liability. He has to return it. Right. Oynes, I'm a fatte. Also, like Makebeim, but doesn't say you mustn't be Makebeim. So Makebeim, he's shown me not. He has to pay. If somebody did, he has to pay.
Something
is there. Yeah. It doesn't say loy yaker ish es chavir. It talks about liability, what you have if you did. If one did, as Rabbi Yossi always points out. Oh yes, I'm about to exceed it. Says by them chamishin kesef. You have to pay chamishin kesef. Exceed by oynes, it says chamishin kesef. Only as on a patek sibi, comma. Chamishin kesim simboinis. It says chamishin kesim boinis. Mafate, sib, kesim yishkoil, kemoya habesulois. It says by Mephat, the apostle also last week's parasha, Kesev Yishku Gemara Psulois, I mean Mishpatim, Kesev Yishku Gemara Psulois, Kemoya Psulim Shel Oynes. You have to pay Kemoya Psulois. What's my Psulois? Kemoya Psulim Shel Oynes. The amount that an Oynes has to pay for the Psul. The Aino Chamishim Kesev.
What's Kemoha?
Kemoha is the equivalent of the Psulim. The exact English translation, but you should have it in your pot in your pouch. Then it's the equivalent of the psula has to pay, and an oinus, somebody who's ma'anis, the psula has to pay 50. So somebody who's mefate also has to do that. Moiti shema siv va'onsho isemei kesef. Mishnah says that a dibul, harming somebody with dibul, is worse than harming somebody nicer. Is that right? Okay. You see somebody who speaks badly about his wife has to pay 100. Somebody who's ma'anes somebody, or mefate, only has to pay 50. Metame trumo. He's metame trumo, he puts a share, it's in the gear trumo, and therefore makes the trumo worthless, kemat worthless. Because trumo tamea, you can't do very much with. What can you do with it? Yeah. And safer, it's called. You can use it for fuel. Medamea, truma with chulin. Medamea means he makes truma with chulin and therefore made the price of the chulin drop to the price of the truma because no zar can eat it. So only a kohen can eat it. So however much truma is worth, that's how much the chulin is going to be worth now. Menasech, yain, lavidizar. So Rashi tells you, Menasech here means that you mamish, the guy mamish did nisuch hayayin. Actually, there was over a terrible issa. Took wine and poured it, libation, in front of Avodah Zarah. That by doing so, he made that wine osabah. So he made that wine osa.
Which wine is it? I'm just curious about that. Wine remaining in the bottle, is it the osa? Or the wine being poured out, where's it going?
And turning in front of Avodah Zarah.
Oh?
Yeah.
So it's still retrievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, whether the remaining wine probably also probably the whole bottle is awesome.
It's an act of
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the question is, that's what Yankim is saying. The question is, if he's chayav misa for it, so we wouldn't have to pay. Meseches Gittin Mefarish Amai Loi Komle B'Damine. Why is he not chayav misa already? For doing nisuch ha-yayin. And if it is, it wouldn't be an ab because you wouldn't have to pay for it. So how did the Gemara answer it? Well, the Gemara gives an answer. Very good. The minute he picked it up, he was ready to koiner it, and he has to pay for that. And the chiyuv misa is only chayiv after he actually does the libation. But the he's ready chayiv the kerem for picking it up.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because you did it to be to steal it from his friend.
That's the idea.
At that moment, to steal it from his friend.
What?
He did it with intention to steal it from his friend.
But
he could have, and he would be returning what he did to steal. He was planning to do Yai Nesach. So he would pick that up to take it away from his friend to do Yai Nesach. So he did it by picking up, he was doing it with Kavana to take something out of the rishut of his friend. It belonged to his friend. So how can he do Yai Nesef? He wants to use his friend's item for Yai Nesef. That's another form of stealing. So he picked it up, al-das, to take it away from his friend, to his chayiv for that. And then, when he actually does Yai Nesef, he's chayiv misa.
He can't retrieve his love.
Had he not pulled it back out and given it back, but like a shot, then he was a dumb Asian
second
either.
Until the moment you pulled it out, actually,
that's like a Ganif can also do that if you give it back.
So not because he's the power.
No, yeah. You're happy?
Better than before, yeah.
Okay, I'm pleased you're happy.
Meaning, the
basic question.
How
My concern was because I thought we were saying that because the Talmud, he said that you can't, you can't see.
No, that's not even true, actually. But
it's not true.
We'll see in a minute, but it's not.
No, there's a.
The catch what I just said, well, it's a catch on the Gemara, not catch on Reb Chiya. The Gemara says that why did not Chayiv Nisa what he did, says, come leave it to Avni. What's Gemara says, Manasseh. The Mishnah in Gittin says, Manasseh is Chayiv. And the Gemara understands according to Manasseh Marsh. So, pray the Gemara, come to that, it's come leave it to Avni. Come leave it to Avni. What's the answer? No, he picked up beforehand, so he's going into it to see the Ganev, and then afterwards he's Chayiv Misa. So why are you Chayiv for picking it up?
Stealing.
You name it.
Who's Chayiv for stealing? No, he has a family.
That's
right.
Oh!
So is it new?
That's what Kasha.
Wow.
The Meir here already said Ganev and Gazan. So this is just another form of Ganev and Gazan. Because we're saying you picked it up. He's what did he do there? He's got it. Or Gazan, whichever one you want to pick on. And then Menasseh, same. But if Menasseh means, according to Rashi, it means Menasseh Mamish, so you can't be chayiv for the Menasseh. So what you're chayiv for? You're chayiv for the Geneva Shavoy. Well, Geneva, we mentioned already. So why are you listing it as one of the obvious you can? Great question. I don't have a good teretz.
That's
the person's
problem,
Rashi. Well, please, it says it's Machlik Yisrael. One says Menasseh, one says it's.
The owner of the wine, the one who used to own the wine.
Why should he pull out?
What?
He's a kosher Jew. Why should he do that?
Why should he do it?
Why are you because saying that Yidin's going to do that?
That's what he's going
to do. So, well, everybody's got Bechira. And,
I'm sorry he's going to be doing it.
Wait, you're making up a story. Should have been Yidin Blighton or something. Where's this guy from? What's this?
Wait, what? I don't understand the Yiddish. What was I saying?
Make up a story.
You're making up a story.
That was something else.
Okay, you should have been Arthur Conan Doyle. Any author you like that you happen to know of. Where are you coming from? What are you talking about? The guy making him say, I think I was, somebody picks up a bottle of wine in order to pour it out for Avodah Zarah. Take somebody else's wine. He's Chayiv. What's he Chayiv for? Momoy. Why is he Chayiv Momoy? The Mishnah says Chayiv Momoy. Chayiv Momoy is Chayiv Misa. No, he was already Canaan beforehand because he picked up Aldas to do this. So he's a Ganev. And then he's a Ganev, so he's Chayiv to pay. So he's Chayiv to pay, and then he's Chayiv Misa afterwards. Chayiv to pay is Ganev. Reb Chiya already mentioned that. We don't need to mention it again. That's the Bianca's Kasha. I saw it all down. It's Kasha. I don't have a terrorist. It's a very good Kasha.
Yeah,
so Sidney's
in the
set that
he's not for a Buddhism. I don't know how she said this. We have the same problem with Tamim and Amen and Manas.
We're not even there. It's okay. So we'll count this. We got to. Why are you saying so?
They're all appointed Nezek,
right? Okay. Say that. There's a form of Nezek by Metame. Form of Nezek by Metame and Menasseh. By Ganev and Ganev is the same thing. Why do you have to pay by Menasseh? Because you stole it. Well, that's stealing.
If somebody has wine, he's going to use for Nisukhayan for a kosher purpose.
Nisukhayan for kosher purposes?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Okay. I'll ask. And then somebody else comes and takes that wine and would be used for his story, I mean, and does it for him.
On the Mizbeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a Ganev.
Yeah. He's not going to pay anything?
It's a Ganev, yes. He has to pay.
Well, because he's going to say to him, he can say to him, anyway, you're going to use it for the wine. What did I call? What financial
I've got stress on my wife by one.
What financial laws did I cause you? Anyway, you were
going to. If I now want to do this, I need to do buy more wine.
Did it miss a few?
So I like to do it. If I have a nice bottle of wine that I'd like to drink, and you drink it, and you drink it, so what do you want to say? It needed to be drunk, so I drink it for you. Very good. It's very good. What's the difference? Later. So, okay, fine.
In the case where we establish it, it's not coming because of being anything.
Yes.
So basically say, you're kind of, you had me, but before that, you paid him off.
No problem. Yeah.
And so,
Okay, next part, Rashi. So that's a very good question. Yaakov, you're Macham to a great question. Next part, question for Rashi. Yeah, Kiddush would be if we have an answer. It's a very good question. Metame, Medamea, Menase, says Rashi, like Sibu Be'edia, they're not written before us anywhere in the Torah.
Isn't it a problem?
But I feel like you have an obvious. Nevertheless, they're called obvious. Shebichlal nezekim. They all fall under the category of nezek. When nezek, momoin, and somebody who causes damage to money, ksiv b'toyah. It does say in the Torah. It says, maki nefesh behemo yishalimeno. So, says Rashi, now here's Bevachidush. That nezek is a category causing a man causing damage to somebody's money. But within that, since there's different ways how you can do that, there's a way of metame, medamea, menasech, different forms of how to get to that category, to that outcome of being mazik, they're all included as separate, obviously. Like you're saying. Different forms of doing this nezek also can be labeled as a different art. Yeah.
The sky's the limit. I mean, you have
right.
There's so many different ways of causing, you know, man cause damage, creativity. Okay. Why? How can you limit it to this?
Okay. So first of all, you have to come up with some examples.
Okay.
And then you have to see if they're different. For instance, metame is. It's not, you can't really see what it is. So it's a different type of, he made the truma unedible, right? Now you're right, you could have also spread nuclear fumes into that, which would also make it, which would probably come under the category of metame, right? You're right, so now that would be like a new thing. Yeah, putting some type of nuclear waste into it, and a chametz, so now it would come under either metame or medamea. They're all the same type of idea. Metame means you've taken some food which looks normal, and now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's how each one's got its own category. Medamea, I've kept your food as it was, I just mixed something else with it. So now you won't be able to eat it because of the thing that's mixed with it. And you will be able to be a loss, you'll have to lose money.
So,
and then I'll say, that's the question again. It's just maybe that's the question. Yeah.
How could Rashi say, I support Kasif Behadia, but Rashi defined an art as being Kasif Behadia.
Right. So Rashi says, since it comes up in the category of Nezik, and that is written Behadia, so this is a form of Nezik. Right? It's not like a Shoei. If the Torah wouldn't write Shoei, so you can't say, well, be Chayav for Shoei because it falls on the category of Nezik. But that's my nominate damages and not an ultimate damages of it. There is a passage that says about Adam that damages mom. Now, how does he damage it? The Torah doesn't say it. It says he damages. So it can come. You can have different categories within the same category of us. Yeah? It's not so relevant.
What's the difference between Medame and Medame?
Medame and?
Medame.
Medame.
Medame
is you are making it Tommy completely. And Medame, you're not making it lose all its value. You're not making lose all its value.
Issue one,
that's not a question.
Why?
He is not here to teach us. He is telling us there's 13 or 24 obvious zik, which are. He's not here to teach us. And there's 24 of nezik, 24 types of nezik. There's a nezik which will make the food completely worthless, and a nezik which will make the food somewhat worthless. Different type of nezek. One's with the Mi'at. It's
the Torah. It must have been a reference in the Torah.
Makimim, you said it?
No, of course it isn't. There must have been some discussion in the Torah that says a discussion about the time, a piece of the time. Well, they get a nest and then why nest them out?
Because they come under the category of Nezek, and there are three different types of it. Because there's one that makes Nezek completely not worthless, and there's one that makes it somewhat worthless. And in both of these situations, different to other types of Nezek, but it's not Hezekinik. It's not something you see.
That's the end. This is the more extreme one.
He's not here to teach us, he's here to delineate all of them. He's not here to come and teach, he's come and say the end. Yadut, there's 24 types of obvious nezikin. He's not going to say a deep from one or the other. There's 24 obvious nezikin. That's what Ubchi is going to say. In other in Yadut, you have a mazik b'yadayim, which we mentioned already. You have a mazik b'yadayim that's not nikah. And you have a mazik b'yadayim that only somewhat damages it when it's not nikah. There's a different type of categories. Huh?
It's almost, and it's not listed up,
It's not written in the Torah, but it's not in the category.
There's only one. Why are you listening to everyone listening to?
Because there's different things here. We're listing all the different forms of Nezek. There's a form of Nezek. There's a form of Nezek that destroys it completely, and a form of Nezek that doesn't. So
one would cover the other, but listing one would cover the other.
But I'm not here to list. To learn out one from the other. Because if he is going to say there are different forms of nezek. They want to. Different forms of nezek. There's a form of nezek that destroys it completely and a form of nezek that doesn't.
I'm saying the one that is complete, why is that not within the category of the one that is partial? If partially responsible for it, suppose again the one that's entirely going to be ruined now.
Right.
So then I don't understand how you, and it's not even written explicitly. So you went out of your definition.
I think I understand what your question is. And the answer is that this metame is not even something which I did to the thing. The sheretz touched it. I touched it. I put the sheretz in bits. The cloud is in the actual item. The item hasn't changed at all. The item didn't change at all. I did an item. I did the pull to it, which made it worthless. The item didn't change at all. But the mayor, at least I mixed something with it. Maybe it's called more Odma Mazik. So it's a different type of Mazik. One that made it completely worthless, Ali Day Hezek Shein Nigga, and one that made it only partially worthless, Ali Day Hezek Shein Nigga. But within them, there must be the answer as well. Metame, I didn't change the item at all. The item's bidyuk, but it wasn't important.
Physical.
For instance, you could say, Irish follow an echo. That's another skitten. So excuse me after that.
I'm just saying, maybe you call it avos because the Torah does talk about truma.
Rashi says not. Rashi says it doesn't say in the Torah. The reason why it says it is because it comes on the category of nesek.
I think that would make it told under the category of nesek.
No, told is not. No. The maki nefesh be'emi shalmeno is an example of somebody. Let's say it says maki nefesh be'emi shalmeno, right? So what happens if somebody smashes a chair of someone? Is that a toldo? Or is that the same thing? That's the same thing. Why is that not toldo? The two spoke about it. It's an example of causing heads. So breaking a chair, the body included in that as well. Says Rashi, so are these three.
Is it more subtle?
No. There's obviously a difference, otherwise you wouldn't have put them down. You wouldn't bring down breaking a chair, right? Because it's included in. Yeah, so that's what we're saying. There are three forms of causing damage to an item, which is not mikah on the item. But one is bechlal, nothing changed. And one did change and dropped the value to go down, partially because of it. Okay, ganev. Hamoide atzmoy. Ganev, hamoide ma'atzmoy. No, that's the end of it. Okay, so that's Reb Chiya. We're going to Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says 24, and the reason why he says an additional 11 more than what Reb Chiya said is because Reb Chiya doesn't want to talk about Knas, and Reb Chiya wanted to delineate the Knossis as well.
I don't think it's interaction.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't we?
No. We're at the violence. It's the end.
Oh, Manasseh Bzia? You mean that one?
Yeah.
In the middle. Oh, you're quite right. Thank you for pointing that out, Yossi. Manasseh Bzia. Says Rashi, Manasseh Bzia. Leke Lemima. You're quite right. This is an important line. Manasseh Bzia. Leke Lemima. Just after Maki Nefesh Ben Mishalmen.
What?
First word, no. Moming Psi Bito, Maki Nefesh Ben Mishalmen. Manasseh Bzia. Yeah, you have it. Yossi, you can show sure where it is.
First one of the line is
It could be, got, I don't want to go with the first word line because it could be some marks of slightly different, so it's not in Russia. But we were when we were holding Menasech Ziyayin, it says Rashi Lekna Mema Shenischoi Biyayin Nesech. What does that mean? Shezorak boy Shenischa Biyayin Nesech Shezorak boy. Maybe Menasech Ziyayin doesn't mean he actually did it for Abidazar. Maybe it means he mixed together the wine with non Yayin Nesech wine. He took Yayin Nesech wine and mixed it together with non Yayin Nesech wine. Maybe that's what Manasseh is. Says Rashi, the like Machsir, you can't be that. Why not? Lekanamimik. Can't say that. Why not? The like Machasir, that's not called a Mazik. Veloy Midi. He hasn't caused him any loss whatsoever. Tomaz bin Lei, because you can sell the wine to Goy. Tomaz bin Lei, Bar, Midmei Yainesech Sheboy.
That's fine.
It was except for. So I've got a liter of wine, and of that liter of wine, 100 milliliters of that wine was Yayin Nesef wine. So I sold that bottle of a liter of wine to a goy for the price of 900 milliliters. So how much hefsed did the person cause me?
That one. The difference
of what again there's a 1 liter bottle of wine which is comprised of 100 milliliters of Yaneser and 900 milliliters of Kulu of normal kosher wine, and I now want to sell it so I can sell it for 900 milliliters, the price of 900 milliliters, because you gotta have a benefit from the 100 milliliters. So how much hefsed did I incur? Nothing.
Why did the
Rossi mix
it? I
don't see what he said. Menasseh is a yain, says Rashi. Nischoi
is not mixing
it. Nischoi
is
Shenischoi.
He was doing Nisuch. Beyain that was already used in Nisuch. Shenischu beyain neser shezarak bo.
Zorak, how do you translate Zorak boy?
And he already threw that idol. I thought.
Zorak boy was thrown in it. We're thrown in it.
Okay.
So Nisuch, Rashi is referring to this other pshat, the one could be Yayin Neser. Yayin Neser could be that he mixed it with he mixed it together with other with Yaines that he threw inside it.
Why is that? Well, then he said the look in the chassid, he didn't cause him any loss. What do you mean?
Didn't cause any loss.
He doesn't cause any loss.
Or loss.
He does.
Or loss.
He just created all the entire wine that was Nisuch is Yaines.
So sell it to him.
What?
Sell it to a guy.
That's also a loss. I said beforehand, when you're doing the Truma.
Excellent. Then Maltzner will be asking you. Every time you have a question, doesn't mean necessarily that therefore it's not the pshat. It's your kasha. You have to work out. You should know mashas is kasha, kibeigas is kasha, shuas is kasha. It's a very good kasha. But in the end of the day, Rashi says shenischoi behind such a zorak boy. Zorak boy means to throw in it.
That's
zorak boy in it, right? Rashi just said before Menasseh Marsh. You want to say, can't say, be lekker and meme. Menasseh just saying, lekker and meme can't be another pshat. What other pshat would you say? Maybe you could say another pshat from Menasseh Zayayin. Not the pshat we just said. But maybe a different pshat. שזוהר שמנסחו יהיה שניסחו ביין נסח שזוהר שניסחו היא קורס את תביקם יין נסח how? על ידי יין נסח שזוהר בוי he threw inside it יין נסח there was a bottle of wine and he poured into it יין נסח שזוהר בוי threw יין נסח inside it
so that he says the log in the hasle but it is but it's not okay why
maybe I'd say it's on the English a little bit shinischoi he diluted it with yaineser that was used once before shizog boy he had used this yaines once before so he diluted this wine with he added mixed it together this wine with yaineser that had been used says rashi there's no problem Why it can't be that? Why did I come chaser the loy midi? He didn't cause him any loss. Why not? Now look how Rashi continues. The maz binay, he can now sell it. Bar midme yainesach shelboy. He can sell it, barring the value means excluding the amount of the wine that's inside it. Amount of yainesach that's inside it.
No.
I have a bottle of wine. It's comprised of 900 milliliters of kosher wine and 100 milliliters of yain nesach wine.
Mm-hmm.
You can sell that bottle of wine for the value of 900 milliliters.
How can you sell it? I don't know which part of it is nesach.
Sell it to a goy.
It is nesach.
To a goy, not to
you. Me having enough.
You're not deriving enough from it.
Selling it is not deriving enough.
I'm having not from, not from the Ayin Esser.
What?
Not from the Ayin Esser. I'm selling the 900 milliliters. That's not Ayin Esser. The extra 100 milliliters, I'm not getting any
but
money for.
The value that you just discounted by
the
lower price.
What lower price? I had a bottle of 900 milliliters. Somebody added 100 milliliters,
right.
That 900 milliliters I could have sold for 900 milliliters, and I'm selling the 1 liter for 900 milliliters. I'm not losing any money whatsoever. The original 900 milliliters I'm able to sell still. So it can't be the menasech means that you're mixing together other wine, because that's not hefsed at all. Not hefsed, because the 900 milliliters I could have sold. And now I'm also selling them. So it's not hefsed at all. Okay, it is hefsed. Why is it hefsed? Beforehand, I could have sold it to Jews. And now I can't sell it to Jews. I can only sell it to non-Jews.
Right. So
market value of wine for non-Jews is cheaper than market value of wine for Jews.
Why? It's more non-Jews. Then you got very, very expensive bottles of wine that are not...
However much beforehand you had Jews and non-Jews you could have sold to.
Okay.
And now you can only sell it.
Minority of the population.
Oh, very good. So one possible shot, one possible one shot. The biggest is that this is that. Yeah, the value of wine to non-Jews is only marginally. Any if there's any difference, only come out negligible. It's not enough to be called a hezek, right? Not enough to be called a hezek. It's so marginally amount. Mashal does ask the cash, and Yossi also did. I don't know if you look over to the stores, kosher wine does seem to be more expensive than non kosher wine, right?
And from Shkia, there's overhead.
Very good. So there's a deficit. Yeah. So although you're right, there seems to be so many more non Jews than Jews, but for some reason, kosher wine is more expensive than non kosher wine. So although Gyuhege said the price difference is marginal, but I don't know. Unless it's just all these rackets making more money, but there definitely does seem to be a big difference between kosher wine and non-kosher wine. So, bring them out sure, or how can you say there's no hefsed? Just like we said before by truma, it's called hefsed because it drops down to truma, but it drops down the value from pulling down to truma value. It also drops down the value, bring them out sure. To which he answers that Rashi doesn't mean, Avada, the change of value. That we already spoke about in the land. Let me just tell you again. It can't be menaseh, meaning that it's going to go because it goes down in value. Because that the fact that it went down in value, before you could have sold it to Jews and now you have to sell it to goy, is exactly what we already discussed before, and mixing together two things and making it go down from being Yisrael to a kohen. So that we already spoke about. That's what Mashal says. So making it completely worthless, he didn't, because you could sell it to a goy. And the drop down of the value we already mentioned earlier by the dummy. That's my shores terrors.
Even if it would have gone down to nothing, that would be in town. Even if the value would have gone to zero, that would be down to the value.
If it was down to zero, it's metame. You could ask every nezek that goes down to the metame. It was especially new, unique thing. He didn't change it before. Here he did. He did mix it together. So it's like a different category. We have the one. Rashi, metame shem. What is metame shemegia sheretz? He calls the sheretz to touch the trumas kohen. Trumas kohen the afsa demine. He calls it to lose value on it. Okay, there you are. That's that. What are you holding in the Gemara? Can I ask? You've got to the here?
Yeah.
I'm happy for you to go to a little bit further till Bishlam Letam and Didon. Bishlam Letam and Didon is exactly halfway down. Hey Omed Aleph. The first word on the line is Bishlema. If you put your finger at the top of the page and your finger at the bottom of the page and you join them, they will meet at the word Bishlema. It's exactly halfway. So that's where you can get towards. Okay. Built and coming out. Okay, you should be well. Mr. Betts, feel very well.